never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the author Robert Cannigal. His latest book is a biography of the visionary urban planner Jane Jacobs. It's called Eyes on the Street, The Life of Jane Jacobs. Robert, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So you're going to recommend a book by Anthony Trollope, and I'll confess I've not read Trollope. Have you been a lifelong Trollope fan?
I have not been a lifelong Trollope fan, and it's peculiar the way I came to Trollope. And I do, in a sense, feel like I came to him, like it was an important moment in my life. It happened in sort of a backwards way. We had some guests coming to the house from England, as it happened, and one of them had just finished reading Barchester Towers by Anthony Trollope and left it at the house. That was 20 years ago. Rather recently, I was rummaging around the house, and I picked up Barchester Towers, not intending to start reading it. It's about the most unlikely topic that Robert Cannigal could possibly be interested in. It's about the intrigues of the Anglican Church in England in the mid-19th century, with characters unlike any I would ever have met. And the first chapter, I think, says, who is the new bishop? Like, I care?
Right.
Believe me, I don't care. Within sentences or paragraphs, I did care. The whole rest of the book was absolutely riveting. It's the second in a six-part series called the Barchester series, I guess, where Trollope takes you into this one particular county in England, fictional, and the whole world that he's exploring is the Anglican Church and its intrigues in that period. The exposition of character is amazing. There are no black and white characters. They are strange and interesting and peculiar,
right,
and you stay with them.
Anthony Trollope, Barchester Towers. The other book that you're wanting to recommend is called Far From the Tree, Parents, Children, and the Search for Identity. This is a nonfiction title by Andrew Solomon. You like this one too, huh?
It's more than I like it. I'm exaggerating only a little when I say it ought to be awarded the Nobel Prize, not for literature, but for peace. It's about, when we speak of far from the tree, we think of the old expression is, oh,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And that's what we sort of expect of our children, that they're in some sense going to be like us. His book is all about parents who had children who are completely different from themselves, who have suffered from autism or schizophrenia, or in some cases are geniuses, musical geniuses and other kinds of geniuses, and the special difficulties that parents have in relating to their children
who are so completely different from themselves. Robert Cannigal is the author of 8 books, the latest of which is called Eyes on the Street, The Life of Jane Jacobs. He's recommending Anthony Trollope's Barchester Towers and Far From the Tree by Andrew Solomon. Thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.